This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Several leading pro-life advocates are meeting with Donald Trump this week to gain a better understanding of his inner workings and thoughts on abortion and other life issues. They are trying to come to terms with the only non-abortion-friendly option to very abortion-friendly Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump has made a strong and verifiable commitment to choose Supreme Court candidates whose judicial restraint make them likely to render pro-life rulings. These leaders are likely looking for more such commitments in choosing to support a presidential candidate. State officials in Alabama have taken a newborn child from a teen mother. What is bothering pro-life advocates are concerns that the only apparent motivation behind taking the newborn into state custody may be that the teen mother failed to have an abortion after being raped. They are seeking assurances that this is not the case. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards is touting how abortion saves lives. From abortion itself, to the cancer-causing effects of hormone contraception and abortion, to the documented risks of any abortion, no matter how legal, pro-life advocates point out that Richards ignores the reality of lives lost for the cause of keeping her organization alive. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.